welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you found time to join me today as we continue on in a message, Do You Know Who You Are? And I'd like to share a passage of Scripture found in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And what God placed on my heart just before coming on the broadcast is that God wants to do a new thing in our lives. He wants to just strengthen us and freshen us and give us a vitality we haven't walked in before. And it has nothing to do with your age. There needs to be just an anointing on our lives that we can go forward in the things of God that God has for our lives. That scripture found in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 19 says, Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Beloved, if some of you feel like you're out in a desert place, and deserts aren't terribly hospitable or friendly, but He's going to cause rivers of living water to flow to you. And if you've ever been, I was lost once in the wilderness. That is not a fun thing. But He will make a way, and He made a way. I wasn't saved at the time, but I had to spend the night in the Sierra Nevada at the very end of October. I wasn't saved, but God, He directed me, let me just say. But in our wilderness experiences where we're not certain which direction to go, just like if you were lost in the woods, you would not, unless you had bearings, unless you had a perspective, you can get it to a higher ground, had a compass, you would not necessarily know where you were. You can't see the forest for all the trees, right? So the point is, God wants to do a new thing in our lives. And I thought of an old song that I hadn't thought of in years. It's been years since I've sung it, but I won't sing it for you. But it's called Higher Ground, and that's where God wants to move us to. We used to sing this years ago, and the old hymns are beautiful. They're almost sermons preached in verse. They are magnificent. I love the old hymns, and I mean the content, the spiritual depth. Not that I don't appreciate the newer songs. I'm especially fond of Scripture songs, but let me just share these words, because there's a message. We're talking about, do we know who we are? That God wants to do a new thing. He wants to quicken us physically, mentally, spiritually. But let me just share the verses. They're extraordinary. They just fit in with the message I've been sharing perfectly, actually. Higher Ground. This was written, apparently this was a team effort. Johnson Oatman and Charles Gabriel. One was born in 1856, the other one in, they were both born in 1856, and one passed away in 1922 and 1932. Anyway, they are the authors of this song. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Not satisfied, still moving, but they want more. We want more, right? And then verse 2, my heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith, listen to that, as we've been talking about, faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a glimpse of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I've found, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. And the chorus, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Praise God. What a gorgeous song. My goodness sakes. And that so expresses spiritual hunger, spiritual desire to move on in the things of God. We've been talking now about who we are in Christ Jesus, the wonderful promises he's given to us in the new covenant, and that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. And we need to identify with the victory, the tremendous work that Jesus did through his atonement. There wasn't any area, any aspect of life that he didn't cover. We are freed from the curse of the law. We have been blessed to experience the Lord and all of his fullness and his many blessings and his love for us. What does that word identify mean? It means to make identical. That's the definition, to consider or treat as the same. For example, to identify one's interest with another. In our prayers, we all have personal needs, but recently I shared this on a prayer sheet. Do we identify with the interests and needs and the burdens on the Father's heart that his family would be brought in, that men would be saved? Amen. That's not God's will, that any should perish, but that all should come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. To identify, to recognize as being, or to show the very person or thing known, described, or claimed. And so, beloved, if we can identify with Jesus what he has done, we will absolutely know that he is mindful of our needs. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He is willing to help you with your personal needs. And he wants to give all of us victory in every area of our lives. We're the body of Christ. And when one suffers, we all suffer. Well, there could be someone, you know, on the other side of the world. You don't know them. You don't know anything about them. But ultimately, the spiritual health of Christ's body is dependent on the health of the individual members. You know, many of us, we may go on with minor ailments that we're dealing with, but that affects the total functioning and the emotional and mental joy you have, the freedom. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful than to walk in health. It is a great blessing of God. And so if the body of Christ, if there's minor afflictions, troubles, if one is broken, we need our dear Christian brothers and sisters, the persecuted church, we have to understand that that's why we need to pray for them. Why? Because they're just, some person way off in another nation. They are part of our body. Just like your little finger hurts, I tell you what, or you hurt your toe, you can't walk without being conscious of the pain in that toe or move your hand. And so we need to take the burdens of our brothers and sisters very, very personally. But he is working. You know what? Jesus is going to get his prayers answered. The things he prayed in John 17, trust me, Jesus will get his prayers answered, and we will be a beautiful bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. But if we will identify ourselves now with Jesus and look to him for new strength, power, and his ability, we will see the enemy put to flight so fast it'll boggle the mind. I really believe that because, what did he say to those sons of the Pharisee. He said, you know, Paul, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? He knows those who walk in the authority of Jesus. We need to get rid of our victim mentality, our slave mentality, that we're oppressed by the devil, oppressed by our circumstances. If, beloved, if we identify ourselves with our problems and our circumstances and make excuses, we're all very good at that, you know. Why we haven't done what God wants us to do or achieved what God wants us to achieve or to experience what God has called us to remain faithful in the place where God has called us to be faithful, for example, you know, then the end result will be defeat. We need to not only be led of the Lord, but once He speaks to our heart, we need to be obedient. And you know, one thing I have learned, I think I made reference to this on an earlier broadcast, God makes things simple. The older I get, the more I find that the way of the Lord is simple. I think of that verse, I don't know where it is in Isaiah, there's a highway, and a fool, though he walk therein, shall not err. In other words, it doesn't require any kind of personal giftings, abilities, qualifications, mental acuity, education. If we understand the things of God, God will lead us. And his ways are very simple. The most profound truths are extraordinarily simple in the Lord. Believe on the Lord Jesus and you shall be saved. People have prayed that on their deathbed, in trenches, in wars, and God has honored that prayer if they go to be with Him at that point. And so, beloved, God makes it simple. If it's there, if there's an easy way to do it, God will show you. And He also is an efficiency expert. I know I shared that the other day, but he doeth all things well. So as we trust in Him and allow His strength, His anointing to flow through our lives, we will experience a new thing in our lives. He will move us on to higher ground. Well, with that, I will bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally. However, I will always pray and confirm receipt. I love you and invite you. You know, there's power in agreeing prayer. And in fact, you know, if there wasn't true, why would Jesus ask His disciples, couldn't you pray with me 1 hour when He was in Gethsemane? He was demonstrating the prayers of others make a difference. And so We just look to the Lord and just know that I love you, and I will see you tomorrow at the same time. Until then, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,